Hello and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. Today we're talking with Chris Hunter, former HVAC contractor turned consultant. This podcast is sponsored by Lennox. Lennox makes perfect air possible, but it's HVAC pros like you who make it happen. Get the supplies and support you need to grow your business at a Lennox store. Find a location at lennoxpros.com/find a store. Air is life. Make it perfect with Lennox. And now we're going to bring in Chris Hunter, HVAC contractor turned HVAC consultant. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. I'm excited.
Great. As a now former HVAC contractor, what item about running that HVAC contracting business do you miss the most?
Oh, man, what a journey it's been as well. But honestly, the team collaboration, I love that side. I love the creative side. I loved taking things that I learned from other successful people and being to go back and immediately put it to work and see the fruit of that. So now I hear a great idea, and instead of me just being able to personally go and make it happen, now I get to pass it on to other people. But I do miss that. I miss that collaboration with the team on the creative side.
And now on the other end, right, you're an HVAC consultant. What is the most frequent issue or problem you're hearing from contractors out in the field?
Oh, man, we could almost make a recording of this and just hit play because it seems like this is the reoccurring theme. But number one, for sure, is how to build a team, followed by how do I get techs, how do I keep techs, marketing, and then cash flow. How do I pay for all of that? So it seems that is the industry's biggest questions right now, and that's definitely what we're hearing over and over and over, and had really great success on helping people grow in each of those areas.
All right, let's tackle a few of those then. How do you recommend HVAC contractors market their business?
Oh, great question, great question. So it starts really with first knowing really why you're in business in the first place, you know, understanding the mission of the company, the vision, where are we going, and then the core values of how we operate this thing. If that's not defined, it's very hard to have a cohesive brand, something that people are proud to be a part of or proud to market. So that would be the core of the whole thing. So from there, it's all about the brand. It's all about protecting it, enhancing it, and promoting it. And where it really starts is on the internal marketing side of it. It's starting with you and your team, and everyone on the team really should understand why should they call us over somebody else. And if you can't define it and your team can't define it, it's how in the world are you going to go out and market that thing? So that's the big step, starting with knowing why you're in business, where we're going, what's the goal here, how are we going to operate, making sure everybody on the team is on the same page. And there's great synergy when that happens. And from there, you go out and you find out who is the target customer. And once you find out who that customer is, where do they live, where do they play, where do they spend their time? And we know right now the majority of them are on some sort of social media.
Yep.
So finding those small groups and carving out that section and really trying to dominate in certain geographic circles and then start building out from there. But that's kind of my advice for anybody wanting to start out with marketing their business, is that progression right there.
All right, sounds good. And Chris, I wish I had a dollar for every time you said the word team, because I think I could take my family on a vacation. But you're right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work. I grew up as a baseball player and, you know, always being on a team. And I love, you know, college football. And there's something powerful about a group of people working together for a common purpose. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's a thing that if you look back, you can talk to somebody that's in their 70s or their 80s, and they can still tell you about the teams they were on that were powerful and impactful. So that's why you hear me say team a lot, because I'm passionate about it. I love working with teams, and it's like that old saying, you know, they say, oh, it's lonely at the top. And no, you did it wrong then, because obviously the goal is to bring the whole team with you. Let's all get there.
Right. Oh, absolutely. So for our contractor listeners, how do you build that great team? How do you find these people out there, and then how do you bring them into your business?
Okay, so here's one that's going to step on some toes, but because it stepped on my own toes whenever I first learned this. But to build a great team, it starts really with you. We're the leader of the team, so it has to be starts with us and our leadership team. So if you ask yourself, hey, would I want to work for myself? And if you can't think, oh, man, yeah, I definitely would want to work for myself, then it's time to circle back and go to work on yourself first. And then once you become a leader that people want to be around and want to follow, you become a magnet. And then it's all about attracting great people. And once you start attracting great people that want to be a part of your team, it's how to identify them. So I'm a big fan of these personality tests. We do these. We did these at my company as well, where we not only test for their aptitude, like their mechanical aptitude and things like this, but I want to know about their work ethic, their integrity, their teamwork. There you go. There's another dollar. But I want to know about those things, because I know if they have those items, they're the right fit for us. And we can teach them all the other stuff. So that's the key. Start with yourself. You become a magnet, attract great people. And then here's a very key thing about building a great team. So I did an experiment on social media on a bunch of applications. I wrote on our little lead funnel we had, I asked them what was the most important to them. And I had things like money, time off, great benefits. And then I had one that said, working for a bigger purpose. And you wouldn't believe it, but almost 8 out of 10 people, 80% of the people, put working for a bigger purpose was the most important thing to them. And that blew my mind.
Yeah.
But then it got me thinking, wow, we need to harness this, and we need to really be clear on what we're working for. And the work we do is important. Man, we are helping people. It's needed. And being able to communicate that, not only to customers, but to team members, that's the start of how to make a great team.
Oh, that's great information. Now, when you were running your HVC business, how long was the interview process when you were bringing these people in? Were there multiple interviews, seeing multiple people? Can you kind of walk us through that process a little bit?
Yeah. I've tried many different ways, just trying to figure out what is the best process. But I do like multiple touches. Really, and I think that nowadays, if you can bring in even the spouse to visit, that's as big a conversation as anything. So, the first one is kind of let's make sure they're not a wacko or a weirdo, or they pass the weirdo test. So if they get past that one, then we go into the job skills and the personality testing. From there, it's an in-person interview. Making sure they're a right fit. We show them around our place, the culture that we have here, what we're about, what the purpose is, where we're going. And then if all that works well, if you can bring in the spouse, this is where you can close the deal. Because if you can look at that spouse and say, here's the deal. Someone that comes to work for us, we not only want to help them provide for you, but I want them to be there for your kids' ball games and the events. And I want to help them become a better person. I want to help them become a better financial manager, a better parent, a better spouse, a better leader in the community. And I'm going to do all I can to help take care of you. Man, I've seen them well up with tears before. And it was a deal closer, right, when that happens. But there's another little trick. You can also tell if crazy's at home, it'll come with them to work. It's kind of twofold if you can involve inviting the spouse in. But I like the multiple touch thing. I also think you can use the digital means now by video interviews. I think there's a lot of value in that as well.
Okay. All good information. One topic I want to talk to you also, since you have both background of being the contractor and the consultant. There's a lot of talk now on online sales in the HVC industry. Well, what's your view of those? Do you see that as a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, one thing about it, it's here.
Yep.
So we as contractors, we have to be adapting as fast as we can, because it's not stopping, and it's gonna just keep getting bigger and bigger. So we're gonna have to learn that the consumers have changed, and the way they buy things, it's been disrupted. It's been disrupted by Amazon and the internet and just the ability to get any information instantly and anything they want almost delivered to them the next day. It's created that immediate need and immediate gratification. So if we don't learn how to adapt and change our business model, we're going to get left behind. So I think we need to learn how to – we're not going to fight it. You know, there's no fighting it. So we need to learn how to get in front of it and how to adapt to it, how to make it work inside of our business model. And maybe that's as simple as, hey, we have a product offering online as well with videos, you know, where a homeowner could watch, you know, our comfort consultant explaining these different features and benefits and what the different systems would do and learn about it before they ever even have us into their home. Because that's what they're doing with cars. That's what they're doing with anything that they buy anymore. So I think we do have to adapt. I do think, though, it's still all about service. They still have to have us deliver the product, and it all comes down to service. So we're going to have to ramp up the service side. And I look at plumbing. So what this basically happened to plumbing, where they took away all of the retail side of it almost. Everything can be bought at online or at Home Depot. But yet plumbers still can maintain a 20% net profit and do very well all year long. And it all came back to the service side. So it's just a little bit different business model. So I think the cheese has been moved. We just need to figure out now how to adapt to it, train, and make sure everyone else knows what to do with it and just get in front of it.
Okay, that's an interesting point on the plumber's aspect of it. Hadn't thought about that side of it. With the contractors you're talking with, would you recommend that they do install only, or no, or it's just their choice?
Oh man, so you're talking about like someone calls and says, "Hey, I bought a system online. I want you to install it." Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so my view on that is I'm not a fan of it, but if this is what consumers are wanting, then we need to figure out a way to make that available. So I would say don't just say, hey, never mind, we're not serving any of those, because who knows, in 5 years, that may be where all of them are coming from. So figure out a different way to package your product and your delivered service, which is really the most important part of the whole thing anyway, is how it's installed, the standards, the warranty behind it, all of that stuff. But I also think it's an education with the homeowners. A lot of times they don't realize that if they bought something online, that we as the contractor may not be able to warranty it or guarantee anything with it unless they bought it through us. So sometimes it's just they don't know any different. And it used to be where a lot of people wouldn't even warranty something if it was bought online, even the manufacturers. I know that's even changing a little bit now, but I do think it's something that it can work. It's just going to have to be a different business model.
Let me ask you this one too. What is one item HVAC contractors should be doing, but that most of them are not doing?
Great question. Number one is this. So, fixing to get another dollar. Mm-hmm. Having a team is a challenge. It's also a great blessing, and it's a huge responsibility. So, contractors that are building a staff and they're growing, they need to look at how they can improve the lives of these people under their influence, because really at the end it's all going to be about those relationships versus just the performance that they did. That's what's going to be remembered. And I think a big thing everyone is leaving out is the whole life skills section of their training program. It's, hey, how do we help these people create a budget? How do we get their life in order? How do we give them the right tools to succeed? Because we know if they have trouble at home, it's coming to work, and it's gonna affect how they even affect or how they interact with our customers. And I don't know about you, but I know me personally, I've been broke before. I've been really broke. And when you're broke, all you can think about is being broke, and it overwhelms you, and it creates stress. So what if we looked at our responsibility of these people that were placed under our influence and really said, hey, you know what? Yes, we're here to employ them, but we need to help build and invest in these people. Wow, you ought to see the difference it'll make if you start improving lives. It's a game changer. So I think that's where a lot of people have missed out on that boat. They're doing great
we said, you're a contractor turn consultant. If people are listening to this and are really enjoying the information you're providing, talk a little bit about why you decided to start the consulting business, where people can find you, all that good kind of stuff.
Yeah. So why did I start it? First of all, it's this. It's because this industry and the mentors in it, and even products like reading all the stuff in your magazine, it has created such an awesome way of life for me that I just want to return the favor. I mean, I've been extremely blessed and had so many people pour into me that if I can return that favor and make this whole industry better, I'm passionate about doing that. So whenever I joined the Service Nation Alliance back, I was a technician who just owned a job, and I really just needed to learn how to operate a business and lead. And I had all kinds of people, mentors like Ben Stark and Daniel Boyette and Ron Smith and Larry Taylor and Matt Michelle, all these industry icons basically just gave everything to me and taught me, and I just absorbed it like a sponge. And it was such a game changer, not just for me, but then I saw what it did for my family. Then I saw what it did for my core group of employees. And then as we grew to close to 100 people, man, that's 100 families now that are out impacting a community, an industry. That's powerful. And it all started with just a few people investing in me. So that's why I thought, man, if I can do this, if I can invest in some other people and help them a little bit, let's do it. That work matters. It's important. And just like those people searching for a job, working for a bigger purpose, that's a bigger purpose for me.
Okay, yeah, and then where can people find you? I'm sure there's a website or a phone number, or how can people get a hold of you if they want to be consulted?
Okay, yeah, so this, the way this whole started was, inside of the Service Nation, I started being a mentor and a moderator for them, and then teaching their training, and then that expanded out. And one of my mentors was Ben Stark. He's a serial entrepreneur, phenomenal business mind. Well, he has a training center in Hearst, Texas called GPS Training Center, and they have one of the best technical and really just holistic trainers all around, named Chuck Morales. Well, Ben came to me and he said, hey, I'd like to partner up with you. I'd like to bring GoTime in where we can have something that's a 360-degree training. We'd like to have a team full of great coaches and consultants that have been there, they've done that, they're in the industry. And then we've got the in-house training where basically we could go to someone's location. We have the tech school where people can send their techs to that. And now we even have an online training that's launching here within the next few weeks, and it's phenomenal. It's bringing everything to where it's affordable, right to the place of business, and complete not only with just technical training, but it's also got some plumbing, electrical, leadership, how to conduct a service meeting. All of that stuff will be packaged into one, and you can go to www.gotimesuccessgroup.com, and that's where you'll find us. And keep watching, because that online module is going to be releasing at any time now.
All right, perfect. Sounds great. Well, Chris, we really appreciate the information. Good luck on your future business here.
Oh, man, thank you so much. And, hey, I want to thank you too, buddy, for everything that you're doing for this industry. I look forward to getting your articles and the information that's in there every week. You're a huge blessing to this industry, so keep up the good work, and thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, really appreciate the kind words.